once again. This is Patrick. You are listening to Part of the Noise Radio. I'm here with my good buddy Mike.
Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Sleepy.
Yeah, me too. It's Wednesday night. You are listening to Part of the Noise Radio on the Scope at Ryerson. You listen live, scoperyerson.ca, or podcasted through iTunes under Part of the Noise.
Yep.
Yep.
What are we doing this week?
This week we're playing a bunch of songs that made our favorite releases of 2013 lists, respectively.
So it's just the full Bad Sports record.
Yep, it's all of Bras by Bad Sports.
And one song by TV Freaks, and then we're done.
That'd be a pretty good, like, just summary of what we do here on average, I would say.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. We have a loiterer.
It's not Sam Coffey.
It's not Sam Coffey. Do you wanna? Oh, we'll talk about that later.
Talk about what?
Sam Coffey. Let's trash talk him.
Okay.
Sam is playing a show tonight in Toronto at Izakaya with his band, The Iron Lungs.
Sam, if you're listening, I was gonna come, but I'm just too tired, man. Sorry.
So we have a loiterer in here. Her name's Heather. I've talked about her before.
Smells like Thai food.
Smells a little bit like Thai food. Yell hello.
Probably won't get picked up.
She says hello. So let's just jump into the first set here.
Lots of not talk.
Yeah.
Lots of actual rock tonight.
Yeah.
What are we going to play first?
Let's do TV Freaks.
Okay, we're going to hear Nothing by the TV Freaks, which made both of our top whatever lists this year.
Yeah, I ranked mine, and they came in at number one. I know that you didn't rank yours.
It's too hard for me to pick.
Yeah?
Because you tend to forget about releases that came out earlier in the year.
I find the exact same thing.
And then you like stuff more at the end.
Yeah.
So.
Like anything that's released in like the first quarter of the year, by the end of the year, I'm always like, did that come out last year? Was it this year? What's going on with that?
I can remember like as far back as like September, and then my mind is a blank, and I have to actually log on to websites and check what year things came out.
Yeah. Like that Low Culture LP came out on January 1st, 2013.
Did it?
Yeah.
I know the Zebra Sears record. I was checking that one. That one came out like January, I don't know, 22nd or something.
See, it's probably a good time to release a record because not that many people do in the first quarter of the year.
Yeah.
But then by the end of the year, no one remembers it for your top 10 lists, and that's where the real sales come in, right?
Yeah, okay.
That's what really matters. So this is Nothing by TV Freaks.
We'll be right back. some lotto's beeping me off and I drop what I'm doing. Wait, I live cheerfully. Some choose the big plum and others the small. It's a small, small world. Now here's the water's call. Well, I'm a big time pumper and I'm pumping full of my gas. If you give me a steady, I'll tell you, blow it up your ass. My station is pretty. Keep it in top shape, customers dig me, cause I got the answers to all their water needs. I'm fixed up my bottom, really the tensions. No one wants an auto, threatens to lose it. The others come crawling into my station, they beeping me always. Stop what I'm doing, greet them with smiles. I call Bill around, they yell back $1. I wipe all the dead balls, dirt off the windshield, connect my big balls up to the gas tanks. The gas holds as it enters, fills up the empty tanks.
Called Fraulein from their fairly recent, well, obviously, because it's 2013, collection of old B-sides. Is that what it is?
Old demos that they recorded, like, in their basements before, I think, the first record came out.
Even before Are We Not Men?
Yeah, it's all just unreleased demos and rarities and stuff, and Devo's the best.
Okay, so that was from Volume 2. Did both of those records come out at the exact same time, or were those,
like... They did come out at the exact same time. Volume 1 is a single LP, Volume 2 is a double LP, and if you pre-ordered, you got a cool poster of Devo wearing styrofoam boobs.
You have described this poster on the show at least 4 times.
Getting BJs on bananas.
Yeah.
I'm gonna frame it.
And put it in your kid's bedroom.
In my kid's bedroom.
Yep. Before Devo, we heard New Swears with Rather Be Dead. Then before that, we heard Nobunny with Do the Stooge from his new record, Secret Songs.
Secret Songs, and it's...
Something about Tales from the Mirror?
Something from the Ear Mirror.
Ear Mirror?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it's something like that. And kicking that off was Hamilton's TV Freaks with Nothing from 2 on Schizophrenic Records.
That was on both of our lists.
What's both of our lists?
So was New Swears.
That's right. So you encompassed all of my list and went outside.
Essentially. Well, no, you had a couple things that weren't on my list, but...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's fair.
I had to pick 15 LPs because I couldn't do 10.
I was going to pick 12, but then I figured I can't pick 12.
Well, there was some, and then I forgot that the Devo records came out, and I was like, there's no way that those can't be on my list because everyone knows how much I love Devo.
Obviously, so. Yeah. You do love your Devo.
That is very true. We're all Devo.
We are all Devo. All
right, what are we going to hear next?
A song that we already joked about tonight, Let Me In by the new by Bad Sports from their new record, Bras.
We should have just not played Bad Sports and said we were going to play the whole thing.
Bad Sports coming up next.
Trick everyone.
Yeah, it's always just coming up next.
We're going to bad talk Sam, too.
Oh, no. I was just going to say that Sam's had like some scheduling issues, so we're not sure how consistently he's going to be able to come in for these Wednesday night sessions anymore.
Yep. Well, hopefully he'll be back. We need our Don Cherry back.
Yeah. Don Cherry of Canadian radio.
It's just like two boring Ron McLeans right now. What's worse than one Ron McLean? Two. Actually, I like Ron McLean a lot, but...
If I had to pick one.
I know how you feel about Don Cherry. But that's for another time.
Yeah, we'll talk about that a different time, I guess. So Bad Sports would let me in from the album Bras. And I have to say, like, best record, worst art of the year for me.
You don't like the art?
No. I think it's stupid.
I don't mind it.
Of course you don't mind it. I don't mind it. Like it's.
What don't you like about boobs?
It's just. It's called Bras. It's just kind of a silly thing.
Well, there's boobs on it.
They're like cartoon boobs.
I don't know what the worst art for me is. I'm trying to think.
I'm talking like worst art of an album that I liked this year, not just worst art in general.
Yeah, I'm trying to think on my list who has the worst art.
Devo.
No, the Devo art's awesome. That's the best art.
Yeah, I know. I'm just.
I don't know.
Taking you on.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
My vote goes for Bad Sports. I love this record.
I like the artwork.
Okay. Well, it would be cool. Never mind. Okay. If it was like Risograft or something, but it's just like offset print.
Whatever. Fuck it.
Anyways, let me in. I won't take it. Yeah. That was Mike Simpson with Whistles.
That was the ending of the number ones in whistle form.
Yep. That was the number ones with Sharon Shouldn't, a song you should be familiar with if you're a regular listener, because we do play it quite a bit.
Yeah, that's probably only the second time we've played it, but we've played that band at least four times.
And they only have like five songs.
That is true.
Yeah.
And that record came out on Alien Snatch Records. It was a split release, too, with Sorry State. Sorry State did the American version.
Alien Snatch, are they German?
I think they're German or Austrian.
Yeah, those are my two guesses.
One of the two.
The two places where Canadian punk goes over very well in Europe.
Yeah, for some reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they did the first Exploding Hearts record even before Dirt Nap did.
Alien Snatch? Really?
Guitar Romantic, first press, came out on Alien Snatch Records.
I thought it was like Green Apple Records.
Oh, shit, you're right. That is it. Screaming Apple.
Screaming Apple.
I get those two confused all the time.
Alien Snatch and Screaming Apple?
Yeah.
It's kind of different.
I don't know. They're both from, you know, Austria or Germany.
Bavaria.
I don't think that label exists anymore. Maybe they do. I'm not sure.
I bet, no, if they were still a label, they would not have stopped pressing Guitar Romantic.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I don't know. Maybe Dirt Nap has all the rights to them now or something.
Well,
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they licensed it and have, like, sold a billion copies.
Oh, yeah, I bet. It's still in print, right?
So I saw it at June the other day.
Did you? There's a reason for that.
Yeah.
Because it's selling.
It's so good.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's just like, this is, I guess, probably one of the best records I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's probably the record that actually got me listening to most of the stuff that I listen to.
It definitely is. Yeah, so that was the number ones with Sharon Shouldn't. Before that, we had Ketamines with You Cannot Serve Two Masters from their album of the same title.
And then we heard Zebra Sears with The Curse of the Curse off of I Am a Human, which came out on P-Trash Records.
From Germany and or Austria?
And or Austria.
Definitely Germany. And then kicking that off was Bad Sports with Let Me In from Bras. Tying this back around, unintentionally released on Dirt Nap Records. Well, intentionally released on Dirt Nap Records. Unintentionally,
weaved
a yarn.
This.
I don't know.
You killed it.
We talked about Dirt Nap. We talked about Germany. Then we did the same thing twice.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going.
Just whistle some more or something. Yeah, we're going to take this a little closer to home, actually. These next four songs are all Canadian.
Because Canadians make the best music.
Yep, and only the Germans know it.
Yep.
So starting this, we got legendary Canadian punk David Quinton.
With Make Up Your Mind.
Yep. The story goes that... Was he in the Mods?
He was in the Mods.
Yeah, he's in the Mods. And Steve Baters saw them perform at the Horseshoe and invited him to play bass in his solo project. His solo project stemming off from Dead Boys, obviously. And then David Quinton wrote this song for that first record, Disconnected from the Bomb Records label.
Bomb.
Is it Bomb?
B-O-M-P.
I thought it was B-O-M-B.
No, it's Bomb.
You sure?
1,000%.
Okay, I believe you. And he wasn't happy with how it turned out on that LP, and then when he released his solo record, he re-recorded it. So our good friend Simon, who runs Ugly Pop Records here in Toronto, just this year reissued this song twice on a 45. So on the A side was Steve Bader's version, and on the B side was David Quinton's version.
The single never came out, though, did it?
No.
It's not a reissue of a single. It's like a repackaging
of two songs that were previously released on... Two different LPs. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was the first time I'd ever got the 45 treatment.
All right, well, let's hear it. This is Make Up Your Mind by David Quinton of the Mods.
To be laughed at all.
coming back again. We're back.
That is correct. We are back. Once again, this is a part of the Noise Radio. Just in case you're tuning in right now on scope at Ryerson.ca.
None of us even go to Ryerson.
No, no. This is the most association I've ever had with Ryerson.
First Base recorded a song here once.
Wow.
But it never got put out or anything. And it actually didn't turn out very good either. So hopefully Alex Gutnick is not listening. It was a student project, so I don't even think she cares that much.
Yeah.
But
cool. No, we're just volunteers.
Yeah.
That was a band called The Mandates. They're from Calgary. That's a song called Is She Coming Back from their album called The Mandates.
Is that a full length?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's an LP.
I have one of their singles. I thought they only had a single.
They got a single and an LP.
Oh, shit. I got to get that LP.
It's really good. Paul's got it.
Who put it out?
Paul. Mammoth Cave.
And once you see Paul, get him to get me one.
I've seen one on the weekend, so I'll see if I can grab one for you.
Yeah, if you can.
I'll steal it.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, okay. Before The Mandates, we heard The Ballantines with Faith from their Faith 7-inch, part of the La-Di-Da Records 7-inch series.
And then we heard Nervous Talk from their Introductions single, and that song is also called Introductions, which is one of the best singles of all year, in my opinion.
That made my number one single of the year.
Oh, it's tough between Share and Shouldn't and that for me.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm trying to think what might rally with it. I don't know. I forget. I haven't looked at my list since I wrote it.
Yeah,
so.
And you wrote it pretty quickly.
Yeah, I did. I literally wrote it that morning because I was going out, and I'm like, I'm not going to have time to do this like anytime soon, so I got to do it now. So okay, there might have been stuff that I forgot, but whatever.
That's fair. And then kicking off that set, we had David Quinton with Make Up Your Mind, which, yeah, all four of those songs were on my top list.
Only the Nervous Talk one was for me. Yeah.
By the way, if you want to check out the list that we're talking about, we're not playing everything off of it. Certainly not, because we don't have enough time, but also First Base is on mine, and I don't want to play First Base with Mike here.
I don't want to listen to First Base.
Me ever. Neither. you can check out our lists. We posted them on hostheadrecords.ca.
Which, by the way, we sold 14 copies of that LP at the show in Toronto,
and
which is
if you've never tried to sell records in Toronto,
it's a disaster.
That's like 30 copies in Vancouver.
To put it in perspective.
Yeah. 12 inches in Toronto is the metric equivalent of 24 in Vancouver.
Yeah, because how many Steve singles did we sell at that show? Two?
Four.
Four? Jeez.
Yeah.
What a bummer.
Hey, but then after posting them online, we sold like 50 in like 24 hours.
That is true.
Yeah, and I'm pretty happy about that.
Toronto, you suck, but thank you for buying my band's record.
Man, even when I bring out records to record stores, I'll come back like 5 weeks later. They'll still be there.
I dropped a bunch off. I haven't checked in, but I am assuming that no one has bought any. Maybe they have. I don't know.
It's like Reflector, Arcade Fire. They're stealing all the record sales in Toronto.
We haven't got reviewed by Pitchfork yet. We haven't got a good review by Pitchfork yet.
That's probably it.
And then once that happens, I'm sure we'll be selling thousands.
Yeah, then we'll probably like retire.
Oh, yeah, I'm quitting music forever. Yeah. That'll be the pinnacle of my musical career.
Just getting reviewed on Pitchfork?
Yeah, and then I'm done. Even if it's great and they're like, oh, we'll pay for your next record. I'm like, no, I've done everything I wanted because I got reviewed by Pitchfork.
That's the Nutrimilk Hotel approach.
Yeah. I hope everyone can tell that's super tongue-in-cheek.
Yeah.
Let's listen to more music.
Yeah, let's do more music.
Enough being bitter and old. As I get older,
it's a very old and bitter night to hear tonight on Part of the Noise Radio.
It's true. We're both tired and just, we hate things.
I'm a little mopey right now.
Yeah. All right. Are we going to hear my song?
Yeah.
Okay. This was a one off of my top. It's a reissue, of course, by Sing Sing Records because they're my new favorite label, pretty much. And actually, we're going to hear. No, screw it. We're playing Jook.
Okay.
This is a song called All Right With Me, and it's a reissue from a Scottish glam band. So,
Was it Sing Sing?
Sing Sing put it out. It's a double LP. It's just like a compilation of like all their singles, I believe. So anyways, this is All Right With Me. It's the first track off of the double LP Jook Rule OK.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was Nightbirds with their song about Dave Foley, Mame for the Masses.
Mick Foley, man.
Dave Foley.
Mick Foley.
Dave Foley.
He's the coolest wrestler of all time. Mankind, Captain...
Jack.
Was that who it was?
Captain Jack, yeah.
Captain Jack.
Captain...
Dude Love.
No, Captain Jack is from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Cactus Jack.
Cactus Jack, that's it.
Dude Love, and he had one more guy. Just Mick Foley.
Yeah,
himself.
Did he ever go as just Mick Foley?
Were they all supposed to be different people?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
But how did that even work?
I don't, it's wrestling.
Cactus Jack and Dude Love didn't wear masks.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
Whatever.
Dave Foley's going to Dave Foley.
No recommendations this week.
Yeah, before that, we had Video with Join the Hate Wave really quickly, just because we're late here. Before that, we had Feral Trash with Dead Weight. And kicking that off, we had Jook with All Right With Me.
All right.
Yep. We're going to do a lack of recommendations this week. Actually, my recommendation is Hogtown Vegan. It's a great little vegan place in Toronto.
I recommend and recommend ending speaking properly.
Mike recommends watching both Home Alone movies back to back.
I've already done that this week.
You're what the French call les incompetents.
I want to start a band called that so bad.
Les incompetents.
It'll be amazing. Are we playing one more song? Or are we done?
Yeah, we'll end on this one.
Okay, this is a single that I really liked, and it's the B-side. Came out on Randy Records. It's by a new band. Well, not new, because they've been around for a while, but just started releasing records, as far as I know. They did a few cassette tapes. But Ramble, Ramble, Ramble. It's a band called Slushy, and the song's called Candy Goodbye.
Thanks for listening, and you can tune in next week from 8 to 9, scope@ryerson.ca, or podcast it on iTunes. Just look up Part of the Noise. Thanks.
Okay, bye.